Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, the last Sunday of August, August 25th, 1985. The Lord bless as we worship together on this beautiful Lord's Day. May the message today and the singing be real uplifting in your life. This is our prayer. We love you. Choir has an old-time song today to sing for us. It says, "Shall we gather at the river?" And certainly someday each one of us, we're going to come to the river of crossing over into eternity. Myrna was with the lady this morning until about 2:15. And this lady went into eternity at 5:30 this morning. We have some other prayer requests before Brother Earl comes to read the scripture after a while. But right now the choir is going to sing this song, "Shall We Gather at the River." This morning, before Brother Earl comes to read our scripture and lead us in prayer, we do want to be praying for Brother Archie Everidge and his family in the death of his brother, Jack Everidge. I know God's certainly able to be with them. Continue to pray for Vassie. We're glad to have her with us today in church. And I know the Lord's working in her life physically as well as in a spiritual way. We're glad Vassie is with us this morning. God bless you, Vassie. We also want to be praying for Brother Murray Caldwell, another one of our members who is out of the hospital and is staying with his son up at Leatherwood. Continue to pray for him. Also, Fanny Davis, let's be praying for her. She's had surgery in Lexington. Sam Fugit just has a few more days at the most. He is real bad physically. My brother and I went to see him Wednesday, I guess, of last week, and they were bringing him out of the holler to take him back to Lexington. And we just got to speak to him. And I know the family appreciate our prayers for them at this time. Susie Campbell is out of the hospital now. Can you be praying for her? Grace Combs, Pam Toler's sister, we stopped by in Winchester and saw her Friday. Grace, she's dying better and will be coming home probably Tuesday. Can you pray for Ms. Barker and also Ms. Maud Barker? I know God's certainly able to bless in their situation. Lucas Robinson is real bad. Let's be praying for him. And also Leo Feltner and Ms. Abrams, Brother Flinch's mom, Joanne Calhoun. Let's be praying for Brother White and his wife's daughter up in Prestonsburg. And God's certainly able to bless in her life as well as each of her family's lives. Would you come and lead us in our scripture reading, Brother Earl, and lead us in prayer.
The scripture reading today comes from 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, verses 15 through 19. Verse 15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." Spare heads for a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings and for being able to come here today and listen as James gives out the words. And we pray that it would touch our hearts, and if there's anyone here lost, that they would see Jesus Christ from hearing your word, Lord, and we know that this is the only one that can lead them to you, Father, this Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the fact that he died on the cross for our sins, that we could just turn to him and receive what you've so freely given. Lord, we pray for those that have lost loved ones, and we pray, Father, for those that are burdened, afraid that they'll lose someone. And we want to remember Luke Robinson's family, and Minnie Beck, and Charlie Engel, Lord. We just pray that you would be with him and his family. And so many, Lord, that have burdens and sickness. And we know, Father, that your grace is sufficient. And we just pray that you would be there with them. And Lord, we just pray for those that are out in sin, that before it's too late, they would become saved. Be with those, Lord, among us that are traveling and away from home. And just be with them, Lord, in a special way and keep them safe and return home, Lord, and if it's your will. Just pray, Lord, that these services would be in your hand and that it all that's said and done would bring glory and honor to the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And just may this church and our lives and all that we are, Lord, be pleasing to thee. In Jesus' name we pray.
Before Brother Tom comes to lead us in our last congregational hymn, I would like to also mention Anna Campbell. Anna is not very far from heaven, I don't believe. Her daughter called us this past week from North Carolina. Can you pray for her and also Ms. Back that Brother Earl mentioned? And the latest family that passed away this morning at 5:30. Ethel Perkins is the lady who died, and Glenna Campbell's mom. Some of y'all know Glenna. her mom went to be with the Lord this morning. Hey, brother.
Okay, again, I'm going to ask the ones that feel like it to stand up and help me on this song here. I know some of you don't feel like it, but the ones that do, stand and let's sing page 286, first, second, and fourth stanzas. He is so precious to me.
So precious is Jesus, my Savior, my King. His praise all the day long with rapture I sing. To Him in my weakness, for strength I can claim. For He is so precious to me.
We'd like to have our youth ushers to come forward for our morning tithes and offerings. These three fellows back, there's four fellows back there on the back seat. Trust we'll be praying for our young people as they go back to school. Some are already in high school, already started, and so I'll be going to college. Let's be praying for them. Steve, would you lead us in prayer?
Yeah, we just thank you for this day, Lord, and thank you for what you've done for us. And after all, we thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. And we know we didn't deserve it, Lord, but we just thank you for this. And pray, Lord, that you will forgive us and help us to make that up to you, Lord. And pray that you will be with those missing and those who have lost loved ones.
Thank you.
just before the message, we have four girls I think are going to come to sing for us. Would you all come at this time to sing? Certainly knows how to lead us if we're willing to be led. And His time is best. Today we'd like to speak on three words that were found in one of the verses that Brother Earl read for us in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19. Right in the middle of that verse it says, "The Lord knoweth." The Lord knoweth. We're going to look at four things today that the Lord knows. He knows everything. God does. God the Father knows when Jesus is going to come back. Jesus said, "I don't even know that myself." Only the Father knows when Jesus is coming. But the Lord knoweth a lot of things. And we can rest assured that He knows the beginning from the end. Yesterday we were down to the old home place where I was raised, and today they're celebrating their 100th birthday of that church that my dad was pastor of for about 25 years. This church started in 1885, and today they're celebrating their 100th anniversary. Down at the Huff Island Regular Baptist Church, where Dad was pastor for a long time. And we were down there yesterday afternoon, and I sort of gave a dress rehearsal for the message this morning. I spoke on what I'm going to speak on this morning. The Lord knoweth. The Lord knoweth. I'm thankful that the Lord knows all about me and all about you. We cannot hide anything from Him. We have a wonderful Heavenly Father today who is omniscient. He is all-knowing. We have a wonderful Heavenly Father who is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. And we have a wonderful God today who is omnipresent or in every place. Did you know what? You cannot get away from God. If you want to read a wonderful chapter in the Bible, read the 139th Psalm. It says, "If I take the wings and fly away, even there shall thy hand guide me." Our astronauts, I don't know if they went up this morning or not for another shuttle flight, but they're not going to get away from God. The Russians said they didn't see God up there anywhere. But I tell you, friends, God, you can't get away from Him. He's everywhere. His Holy Spirit today is wherever another person is. And He may be dealing with your life today. The Holy Spirit may be saying, I want to come into your life and make you a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm glad today that we have a great, big, wonderful God. And we serve Him today. My prayer today is for you that you will listen to the Holy Spirit during this message and you'll respond. Today may be your day of salvation, the day in which you invite Jesus into your life. Jesus told Martha one day in John chapter 11, He said, And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? You know what? Today, eternal life begins at conversion and continues forever. We have a thought out there on the bulletin board outside the church that says time is but the gateway to eternity. And every one of us gathered here this morning are going somewhere. And we need to know the Lord. We need to know Him as our own personal Savior. There was a fellow one time was told by his doctor, You have an illness from which you won't recover. And this fellow said, just a little while before he died, He said, I live 5 miles from Portland, Oregon. And I looked across at the mountain. And I talked to Myrna this morning about this illustration, and the mountain no doubt he was looking at was Mount Hood. We've been to Mount Hood. A beautiful mountain. And W.B. Henson, a great preacher of a past generation, said, I looked at that mountain that I love. I looked at the river, the Columbia River, flows right through, I think, Portland, Oregon. He looked at the river, he says, in which I rejoice. I looked at the trees that are always so beautiful. And he said, after looking up at the sky and seeing God's lights, the stars, he said at this, I may not see you many more times, but mountain, I shall be alive when you're gone. And river, I shall be alive when you cease running toward the sea. And stars, I shall be alive when you have fallen from your sockets in the great downpouring of the material universe. My friend, I want you today to have that kind of confidence in your life. You need to know Jesus as your own personal Savior and Lord. Our key verse today is going to be found in the book of Isaiah. Chapter 40 and verse 28. Isaiah 40, 28 says, Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. Today, my friends, the Lord knoweth. And the first point we'd like to give today is found there in the 19th verse of chapter 2 of 2 Timothy. It says, Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. And let every one of you that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. One thing, my friend, the Lord knows, He knows those who are His. I believe in heaven, there are going to be people there that we thought would never be there. And we may search for someone that we thought would be there who is not there. My friend, today, the Lord knows those who are His. And we're not to judge. The Lord knows those who are His. We know that Jesus said a tree is known by the fruit it bears. We can be fruit inspectors, I guess, but the Lord knoweth those that are His. I'm glad for that. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Today our great shepherd of the sheep knows who His sheep are. In Matthew 7:23, Jesus said, "And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." There are going to be some come to Jesus someday, and they're going to say, "Well, we prophesied in your name, and in your name we did wonderful works." In this verse here, Jesus is going to say, "I never knew you. Depart from me." My friend, we need to know for certain where we stand with God. We need to know the wonderful Lord Jesus Christ. We need to know that we have invited Him into our lives, into our hearts. You know the parable of the 10 virgins? 5 wise and 5 foolish in Matthew 25. And it says, "While they," the foolish virgins, "went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came, and they knocked on the door and said, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he, the bridegroom, said, 'Verily I say unto you, I know you not.'" First point, the Lord knoweth those that are His. Do you know for certain where you stand with God? Are all your sins washed away? One of the ladies in the church this past Wednesday night requested a song that says, "What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." The Lord knows those who are His. I thank God for this. Second, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. In 2 Peter 2:9, this is a wonderful verse from the inspired pen of the Apostle Peter. In 2 Peter 2:9, it says, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly." That's one type of person. He knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. "And to reserve the unjust." That's the other type of person in this world. The godly and the unjust. "To reserve the unjust under the day of judgment to be punished." I thank God that He is able to be with us through temptation. Do you know what? Temptation is not a sin. You young people here this morning, you're going to have a lot of temptations come before you in your school. I know that as much as I'm standing behind this pulpit. But I also know this, that the Lord is able to help you through the temptation to not yield. The songwriter said, "Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you some other to win." Say no to sin. And every time you say no to sin, you're going to be that much stronger as a Christian. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. I'm thankful for this. In Hebrews 4:16, the writer said, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." And my friend, when temptation comes, I call that a time of need. We need to have courage to say no. The Lord will give us that courage. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 2:14, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ." You do not have to fall flat on your face when temptation comes. You can have victory, but not in yourself, in the Lord's strength. You can have victory. He always causeth us to triumph in Christ. And maketh manifest the Savior of His knowledge by us in every place. The Lord knoweth them that are His. Second, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. We have a wonderful song there, a Christian praise songbook here, that says, "He is able to deliver thee. Though thy sin oppressed, go to Him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee." I know He is. I love that song that we sang this morning, Brother Tom. "I know whom I have believed." Taken right from 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. "I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." Third, I believe the Lord is able. The Lord knoweth not only those who are His. He not only knows how to deliver us when temptation rolls around, but the Lord knoweth the way that I take. The oldest book, they say, in the whole Bible, in the Old Testament, is the book of Job. In the 23rd chapter and verse 10, Job says, "But He knoweth the way that I take. When He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Today, my friend, the Lord knows the way I'm taking. The Lord knows the road I'm traveling. "When He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold," Job said. In Psalm chapter 1, the last verse of that psalm says, "The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." The Lord knows the way I'm taking. At 9 a.m. in the morning, I'm supposed to have some x-rays taken down here. Not supposed to hardly eat anything from right now till in the morning. I need to lose some weight anyway. I went to the doctor Friday, I guess it was, and I got up on the scale and said I weighed 180 pounds. I don't look like I weigh that much, do I? But I don't get to eat any more today much at all. But the Lord knows the way I'm taking. I don't know what it is, but I know the Lord knows what it is. He's the one I'm resting in. Nothing takes God by surprise. He knows the way I'm taking. He knows the way you're taking. "When He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." I love that song that Brother Linda mentioned in his testimony, our homecoming. One of the girls sing sometimes, a youth choir. "The Lord is still working on me to make me what I ought to be. The Lord knows the way I'm taking. When He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." You and I today can rest in the fact that God makes no mistakes. The last point today in the message is found in the 103rd Psalm. This is a wonderful psalm. There's a lot in this 103rd psalm. 22 verses. It starts out with, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," and ends with, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." And between verse 1 and verse 22, there's a lot to bless the Lord for. And one of them is the 14th verse of Psalm 103. It says, "For he knoweth our frame." He remembereth that we are dust. That's what the psalmist says. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Verse 15 says, "As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more." The Lord knows my frame. He knows your frame. He knows that we're dust. And I'm glad today that we can rest there. We can rest all of our weight upon Him. That's where my spiritual weight is. How about you? Have you met the Lord? Do you know Him as your own personal Savior? "Like as a father pitieth his children." Verse 13 of Psalm 103, it says, "So the Lord pitieth them that fear Him." Every time in Psalm 103 that the word fear is mentioned, I've got it underlined or circled. You tell me who you fear, and I'll tell you where you're going. We need to fear God. Today we need to have a holy reverence for God. We need to think twice about taking God's name in vain. I keep referring many times to our Vacation Bible School adult lessons we had on the Lord's Prayer. "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Who do we fear today? Three or four times in Psalm 103 it mentions fear. "Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him." Jesus said, "Don't fear what man can do to you." There have been some more shooting in Perry County. Bible being fulfilled every day. The Bible is as up to date as tomorrow's newspaper. We're living in perilous times. That's what Paul said in the third chapter of 2 Timothy. "Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud." Who are we fearing today? Don't fear man, Jesus said. Because he can just kill the body, and after that no more he can do. But rather fear God, who is able to destroy soul and body in hell. Verily I say unto you, fear him. On someone's tombstone was written this: "He feared man so little because he feared God so much." My friend, today the Lord knoweth those who are his. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. The Lord knows the way that I'm taken. How about you? He knows the way we're taken. And the Lord today knows our frame. Because he remembers that we're dust. Did you know what? You and I are dust. If we believe the Genesis account of creation, it says that God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. There's a part of each one of us here today that's never going to die. We're going to have to lay this tabernacle down someday, as Mrs. Ethel Perkins did at 5:30 this morning. We're going to have to lay this tabernacle down, but we do not cease to exist when that happens. The Lord knows our frame. It's wonderful today to know that the Lord, in forgiveness of sins, has made us a new creature in Christ. Is your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? If you had to meet the Lord today, how would it be with you? It's 7 minutes till 12. What if Jesus came at noon today, Eastern Standard Time? How many of us gathered in this church today would fly away and be at rest? How many of us would get a brand new body as we travel through that ceiling there? Go to be with Jesus. Well, you say, I've got a long life to live. How do you know? How do I know how long I have? The psalmist said, my times are in his hands, and he can do with me what he wants. Here in closing, before our invitation, the songwriter said, is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does a spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul. And the thought for the day, here in the Day of Bread, I don't know when this was, but it's a wonderful thought. The Christian's greatest joy and usefulness is found in letting God fully possess his own property. Doesn't that speak to you? We need to let God possess his own property. You know what his property is? You and me. If we're Christians today, we're not our own. We're bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says. We're not our own. We need today to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God's. I'm not my own. But many times, if we're not very careful, we're going to live as if we are our own boss. We're not. The Lord is our Commander-in-Chief, and he can do with me what he wants to. His will is best. Our invitation hymn this morning is 342, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. He is the potter, and we are the clay. And we can rest in him. I want us today, if you're here and a Christian, if you feel led to come down and say, I want the Lord to fully possess me. I'm his property, and I want him to have his way in my life. As Brother Tom comes to lead us in this hymn, 342, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Whatever the Lord tells you to do, do it. You'll never be sorry as you follow the Lord today. Let's stand as we sing.